Nottingham at Lace Market House for a Knots Tuesday event that is normally hosted. Is it first month? The first Tuesday every month?
Second Tuesday
of every month. And I'm with the manager of what will be the Media Camp event in Nottingham on the 9th of May. Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
All right, thank you.
What's your name?
Nicholas Max.
Nicholas, give us a little bit of history about this building. It's beautiful.
Number 54 is half of Lace Market House, and that was a former lace showroom from Georgian times, and number 56 is the former rectory. And the two together are now 54, 56 High Pavement, which is Lace Market House, and is now a business centre.
Okay, it sounds very Harry Potter-ish, like there's a couple of buildings that are joined into one there. yes. So how long have you been here as a business?
As a business centre?
Yeah.
Coming up to 18 months.
Right, okay. And what sort of capacity are you at now?
We're probably at about 60% capacity.
That's not too bad then. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great, thank you very much. I've tested the windshield as well outside because I haven't tried it yet, but I'm outside the Lace Market House. It just described that it's 54 to 56. I'm with Carol, and she's going to be at the event tonight. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
So this is going to be the place for Media Camp on
it
the
is. 9th. Media Camp Nottingham.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about Media Camp Nottingham, what you want it to be. What would you really ultimately want to see on the 9th of May?
Well, this is the first one out of sort of the M25, if you like, because there's been Media Camp Bucks and there's been Media Camp London, which I've really loved, but I really wanted to bring that sense of learning and that collective social media and new media energy that's down in London up here into Nottingham. And in Lace Market House and the Lace Market part of Nottingham, it is a creative industries hub. And in 2009, it's all kind of coming together and lots of people are finding each other. And it's a perfect opportunity for everybody to come together in the creative industries area and hopefully make connections, enjoy each other's company, not be such a business-forced networking event,
sure,
but an event where people come along to a nice building, because Lace Market House is a stunning building.
Mm, let's go in and just, you can talk us through the inside of the hallway as you go in. So there's a door entry system and you pull the door and then there's like this beautiful ornate mirror on the left-hand side, and there's a piano on the, well, I wouldn't say it's a bit more than a piano.
It's a grand piano, which hopefully, if there's anybody who can play on the day, the idea is
that
someone can just sit there and...
That'd be fabulous.
I might bring some music
somebody
along with
me. Somebody bring some olives round, yeah, some tapas maybe on the counter
with,
there,
there's
maybe.
A nice front counter, which isn't, it isn't staffed all the time, but on the day we will have someone at the counter so yeah, that people know where to come and go.
And you've got an office here, right?
Yes.
Okay, so tell people who don't know what you actually do.
I am a social media consultant.
Don't say expert.
No, consultant and...
Jack of all creative trades, I'm starting to find out.
Yeah, an aggregator. I help people take
the
web and aggregate it all into one place so that their clients can find it and their customers can find it. And also bring those digital connections into the real world. I used to be a theatre stage manager in the theatre industry, so creating events and bringing people together in a real space is what it all leads to. So whether that's in virtual spaces in Second Life or real spaces in Lace Market House, having my offices here was very much about the fact that I've got use of the boardroom and I've got two workshop rooms and I've got a hall that Nicholas Max is very happy for me to just do what I want and ignite a community, really. So that's...
Do you think
what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, do you think it's reignited you as a person? I know you were saying earlier on when we were just having a coffee about your creative flair and where you'd come from the art side of things. Do you think it's reignited you again? Because I get the impression that it's reignited a spark in you again. You've got a real passion for this sort of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I had the passion before.
Right.
The problem with the theatre industry and the entertainment industry generally for technicians is that you are creating a magic, and it's very exciting to create that magic, but the better you are at your job, the more invisible you become.
Right.
And your ultimate goal is to become invisible, and that does nothing for anybody's self-worth.
Absolutely. Great, thank you very much for the little interview. I'm going to pause this now as we go into another room.